I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Lunta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, November 23rd, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess the news last week was that Charlie Sheen disclosed on the Today Show that he is HIV positive. You know, I mean, it's not a big surprise, I guess, because of the lifestyle he led. But then again, it's a terrible thing to say, isn't it?
No, I mean, it still kind of came as a shock to me. I mean, even though we know that AIDS is still, and HIV is out there, there's still something, I guess, in our minds that maybe thinks that celebrities are, you know, not able to get these things, when we know they have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, regardless of his lifestyle, I mean, it's still like, I mean, is it surprising? Not super surprising, but it was just surprising when he came out with this revelation out of the blue.
Yeah, I remember the week before, the New York Post had run this item in this piece in the gossip pages saying that an A-list celebrity
had this, and so
that was interesting because I mean you know your mind wanders
and who is it
and then when the news comes out, but I mean one of the reasons I guess he gives is that he wanted to put an end to having to spend all this money and keeping it a secret.
Well, he was being extorted, right?
Yeah.
I guess essentially what happened, the long and short of it, one of his ladies of the night, I guess, that he was seeing that particular night, had taken a picture of his medication in his bathroom and was basically blackmailing him with this photo and telling him that she was going to let the world know.
Yeah.
So I guess instead of continuing to pay her and others off to keep them quiet, I guess it just became, it became cheaper for him to just disclose it, or else somebody else would.
Yeah. And the other thing that we need to remember is that in the, there are people who still get HIV, especially in the third world, and I think we overlook that because people aren't dying of AIDS anymore like they did, say, in the 80s and the early 90s. I mean, medical science has advanced a great deal in the last 20, 25 years.
It has.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie Sheen will not die, I don't think, from that.
Charlie Sheen will not die because he's, you know, let's be honest here, he's a celebrity, he has the money to keep himself alive. But in reality, HIV is still a very serious and rampant disease, even within the U.S., you know, people that may not particularly even be going to get themselves checked, so they haven't been even diagnosed, and their health is basically just dwindling away every day. You know, the sooner you can get on the preventative medications, the better, and I think that's where a lot of people are missing out, where these celebrities have that advantage, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody has that money for these drugs. And, you know, if you're in Canada, maybe you're a bit luckier because they might, you know, our healthcare might give you that advantage. But I know in the States, it's just a lot of people will skip taking their medication just so that they can pay their rent or buy food for the month. So
yeah, and it's just a reminder about in the Charlie Sheen case, it's not just from the sex trade, possibly it's also because he was a drug user,
right? Exactly.
Yeah. And which is how a lot of people in, say, you know, regular people, if you will, non-show business people would get that sort of disease, right?
Drug use, and I mean, he was into all kinds of risky things. We don't even know what he was really doing. So we can't. We're really just surmising right now, but I think we can conclude that he had some pretty risky activities and hobbies that he was into. So.
One of the funny things, in terms of this whole story in the last week, was that if you wanted to go hang out with him, and by all accounts, he was a fun guy. You say you wanted to hang out with him at his house. you'd have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, would you do that? Is there any celebrity that you would do that for? Like, would you want to hang out with Beyonce, say?
Yeah, that would be cool. And Jay-Z. I'd sign a disclosure for them.
Yeah.
Like, why not? I understand, because they have their, you know, they have their reputations, and they've got a lot to uphold. I get it. Just, it's part of the deal, right?
But you've worked in television. You mm-hmm. didn't have to do anything like that, did you?
Oh, no. Yeah. Gosh. I mean, you sign, like, the regular disclosure when you start working, essentially, that, you know, like, I think you do at any workplace that there's a certain level of privacy and there's certain things that you just shouldn't, you know, leak to the public.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes almost with any job. But there was no real particular disclosure for, say, working on particular celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, usually just as a code of ethics, you don't really, it's not really good to brag about the celebrities you have worked on.
Yeah. People always ask me about people that I've interviewed,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, there are a couple. I mean, I've been doing this a while, so there have been sort of stories off tape, if you will, off mic, that are interesting. But then again, not too many people ask. So,
not too many people ask you I guess most people ask you what your favorite interview would be, I guess. Right?
Yeah, or I mean, I have interviewed some important people or famous people that they'd want to know what they were like off
right.
tape. And it's funny, the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head is that there's some people who are famous, and when you talk to them off tape, just before you start, say, they are kind of cold, and then when they know it's on, they're on. They are
and
on.
And then they're on.
Yeah, and they talk to you like they've known you forever.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it reminds me of the other one that people ask me about all the time is Gian Gomeshi. What was
right.
he like? And you know, I tell the stories because people, you know, people are curious, and there, you know, there were he was very interested in who I was. I think he wanted to get to know me.
Right.
And then once we were on, once we started the interview, he acted as though we had known each other a while. Not because we hadn't met before, but you know, he wasn't being a phony about that. But I mean, he the questions that he asked me beforehand were sort of so that he could know what to reference in the interview.
Mm.
Like he knew that my parents were Filipino, say, and I think he made a point of bringing that up in the interview.
Well, he's just a genius.
or a sociopath, which some people have claimed over the last year.
that might be it, too. But I'm just saying, I mean, whatever.
I think that's that was one of his gifts. I mean, you know, he was a marvelous interviewer at one point, and I think that was one of his gifts in terms of how to deal with people.
Asking the questions.
Yeah, and knowing the sort of questions to ask.
Yeah, that's always important, right?
Yeah. But then, you know, they're nice people, too. I mean, not everyone. I mean, I've encountered, like you have, I'm sure, nice people, and you have stories, you know, that
oh,
are
yes,
positive about people.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. But anyway, it's quite cold out, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I've literally been wearing leg warmers for the past month already.
Yeah, and apparently tonight, Monday, and into Tuesday, will be very cold.
Oh no!
The I guess the weather people have said that there's a cold snap, and I didn't get how many degrees below zero it'll be, but it'll be quite colder than it has been over the weekend.
Oh, well, see, the weekend has been cold, yes, but it's been really like you know it's been sunny.
It's nice, yeah. It's
so
been
I
nice.
Can take that, you know, I can handle that. So if it's going to be like that, I'm okay with that. I don't like the cold and the rain.
Yeah.
So.
Because that also means snow too, eventually, right?
Yeah, and we don't want any of that.
No.
Definitely, but the cold, yeah. Ugh, I can't tolerate it. And I'm not one to, like, you know, we've talked about our winter coat, so I've got my coat, but I still feel like, I just still feel really bulky. I hate to feel bulky, you know?
Yeah.
And especially, you know, with my bags, once you put the bags on top, I just feel like I'm carrying like an extra 15 pounds with the winter jacket and the bags.
You look like a snowman.
Yeah. Somebody actually compared me to Rudy Huxtable in that, you know, episode of The Cosby Show. I don't know if you remember when she goes outside and she's all completely wrapped up in her snowsuit.
Are we still allowed to mention that show?
I don't know. I'm going to, though. You know, it was part of my childhood. I'm sorry. Yeah. You can't just erase that.
But they do say that it'll be a dry winter in terms of little rain or snow, but it will be very cold.
Well, I'm okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I do not like the snow at all.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I don't think I mean, I like looking at it from inside. It's pretty to look at. But
the first day or so is good, but then when it becomes hard and slippery and
gross. And I mean, I know people that love the sound of crunching snow. That sound is like nails on a chalkboard for me. I hate it. I hate everything about snow.
So other than the leg warmers, what are tips to stay warm for you?
Oh, well, okay, so leg warmers, definitely a scarf. I find keeping something around the neck and mouth is really important.
Lip balm for me is the key. I mean, it can be minus 10, but as long as I've got lip balm on and gloves, I'm fine.
Absolutely. Lip balm, definitely. A good pair of gloves. I think this year I'm actually going to invest in those little heating pad thingies you can put in your gloves.
Oh, that you break and then they provide heat right away? Yeah.
I think I'm gonna get a couple of those maybe to put in my runners or something. See, I go to the gym after work, so usually by the time, like when I'm en route home, I've just done a pretty heavy workout and I'm pretty heated up for my walk or bus ride from the gym to the SkyTrain and then on my way home.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, I'm pretty much freezing the whole way.
Yeah, and we both live in Vancouver. The city has done well in terms of offering emergency shelter for people, especially when there are these cold snaps.
Yeah, I think they last year was. I think they did pretty well. Well, hopefully, I hope this year is the same, if not better. I haven't really heard anything about bed shortages yet, mind you.
Yeah, it hasn't been that cold yet. I mean, it has been cold, but it hasn't been cold where it's dangerous to be outside in the middle of the night.
I mean, kind of off topic, but when I think of the cold, I'm wondering, you know, I've seen this missing person, this man from Africa who's missing in the city right now. The day he arrived, he went missing, and I saw in the poster that he was said to not be wearing shoes or a jacket. So I'm like, Jesus, how long could somebody live out in this weather?
Yeah.
Which we've had colder, but how long could somebody actually last without shoes and a coat in this kind of cold? Especially somebody that's not climatized to it either.
Yeah. The other thing, you know, I was thinking about the homeless the other day, and because, you know, you see people with shopping carts or boxes or whatever that they're lugging around. And they're still sleeping outside, and the thing is, they can't get into a shelter because they can't part with their stuff, because I guess you're not allowed to bring your worldly possessions in with you. And so that's something that we need to consider when we see people on the street. I mean, it's easy to say, hey, why don't you go to a shelter? But no, I mean, if all of your stuff is there.
Well, yeah, they need to bring their stuff. I get it.
Yeah.
And that totally sucks. I saw something on a bus stop, and I don't know if you've noticed, but they have this a program downtown for homeless people that do, you know, that do carry around all their worldly possessions with them, and it's essentially like a storage lockers for them, where they can store their things, you know, because if these people want to move ahead, they got to go on job interviews and things like that, and they can't be bringing their card everywhere with them. So they offer this service where people can store their worldly possessions, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's maybe something that's available to them or something that's available, going to come available for them to use during a time like this, but that would be so great.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't have to not have options just because they have some, everyone's got baggage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In terms of I guess we've already touched on the things to keep warm. The other thing, I mean, it's silly, but I think it works for all of us, drinking.
That always keeps you warm. Yeah, that's always, you know, a number one suggestion for me. I've cut down on my drinking quite drastically this year. So
by choice?
Yeah, you know, kind of just by choice and health wise, I drink a lot of wine, and if I don't drink wine, I drink gin, and it's usually wine when, you know, in talking, you know, with friends and, you know, socializing and such. And it has a lot of sugar. Wine has a lot of sugar.
Huh.
So, you know, I go to the gym and I just thought it was kind of counterproductive if I'm drinking a bottle of wine at least, you know, 3 to 4 times a week and then trying to burn it off. It just makes no sense. So I just haven't been drinking as much. It's nice.
But it's something that we can't avoid, especially around the holiday season, the next month or two, month and a half at least.
Oh, I love a stiff drink, and I love getting drunk at Christmas time, especially with the family. That's the best time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I haven't drank in months, so I'll be really good to go around Christmas. That's always fun.
Do you think because you haven't had a drink, you haven't, I shouldn't say you haven't had a drink, but you haven't been drinking as much, are you, I mean, maybe you've forgotten how?
I'm a little bit sensitive to it,
yeah.
We'll just say that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take me nearly as much, and when I'm with family, it's usually the good, you know, Jamaican rum that comes out, so... yeah, the next day is usually a resting day for me.
I've had to give up rum because I guess a lot of rum, especially dark rum, has cinnamon in it, and I've become allergic to cinnamon.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so...
Oh, gosh. See, it's one of those things, again, with age.
That's true, yeah.
Like, who's allergic to cinnamon? That's so weird.
Yeah.
But speaking of Christmas...
Yeah.
Now, especially with family... Now, God, you know, it's always, like with gifts, and family. I know you're an only child, so I don't know if you deal with this, or you may not deal with it as much, but for me, I have two younger brothers, and as the older sister, I kind of feel like, I have to buy them a gift. Now, when I do buy them a gift, because they're both grown men now, you know, like, one of them is, he'll be 26 in March,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is will be 22 next May. I feel like I shouldn't have to spend more than, you know, more than $50 on each of them.
So do they expect a gift that's more than 50?
I don't know if they expect it. I don't know if they even expect me to get them anything. I just feel like as their older sister, I feel obligated.
Do they give you anything?
No. I haven't gotten anything from any of them. Not that I can think of anyway. Maybe I shouldn't speak so quickly. Maybe they have and I just forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. You know. I mean, I always thought that after you turned 18, you didn't get gifts. I mean, the aunts and uncles that I don't recall getting gifts after I turned 18. I thought grew up that was finished.
Well, see, yeah. I mean, I think the last time my mom got me a gift was, I couldn't even tell you when, and I think they were bed sheets. Or, you know, something really adult-like, you know. I don't get, I like, mind you, I like bed sheets because it's something that I don't have to buy now myself. But,
exactly.
You know.
So what? But you have kids, and,
yeah.
And this is not just for Christmas. But I mean, let's say one of your kids has to go to a birthday party of a friend.
Oh.
There are obligations, there are expectations, aren't there, on the gift that you have to bring, right? Or
yes.
Are there? There are.
There is to a degree. Like, I know, you know, Simone just went to a birthday party this weekend, and it was actually kind of last minute, so her friend told her not to bring a gift. I know but what's been happening, what I've been seeing, this trend amongst the kids, they're asking, not asking for a gift, but they're asking for you to either to give them money,
mm-hmm.
because they are going to make donate half of their birthday money to a certain organization, and then they're going to use the other half to buy themselves a present that they really like, which I don't mind that idea. I kind of like it.
So how old's your daughter again?
12.
So I mean, what's the appropriate amount for a 12-year-old? Is $50 too much?
Yeah.
So
you mean for her to spend on a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, a 20 is our cutoff.
So let's say 20 for a kid's gift, but you wouldn't give, say, if you had a nephew or a niece, you wouldn't give them 20 for a gift? For Christmas, say, or their birthday?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I would.
Okay, so is 50 too much then for a kid?
It depends. It depends on the kid, and it depends on 50 what. I know that, I remember you had given Simone, I think, a $50 gift card to Chapters once. And that was great. She loved that. It was like she just went on a nice little shopping spree at Chapters. She loved it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing about Chapters or any bookstore. You can't get anything for 25, say. You know
no,
what I mean? You can't.
And so that's the thing. It's like it depends on what you're getting it for, right? Like I know there was an occasion where I got my brother a gift card to Lids, the hat store.
Yeah.
Because I know he likes hats, but I didn't want to, you can't really, it's like picking, you know, I couldn't pick a hat for him. It's like picking a tie for someone like you, right? It's very particular. So I got him this gift card, but you can't find a hat, like, less than $50. So I had to get him a gift card for $50, which is fine, because that's my limit.
Yeah.
But,
What about gift giving in terms of people that are older than you, like your mom? Like
yeah,
your grandparents.
Like grandparents, I mean. Those are always hard because then again, too, this is the funny thing. When I don't buy them gifts, or when I do buy them gifts, I usually get the grief of, oh, you shouldn't have bought us anything. You should save the money for the children. And you don't, where do you get this money? And then when you don't buy them anything, then you hear it, oh, you know, these grandchildren, you don't even get nothing from them at Christmas. You know, you can't win. You can't win.
Well, then maybe they're not being serious when they're saying you don't have to get me anything or you should save the money.
Oh, Jesus. I don't, you know, well, one day we'll have my grandma on the show. And
yeah.
She's an interesting little lady. So she says she doesn't want anything, but at the same time, she's so giving.
Yeah.
I can't not get her something. I'd feel horrible. It's Christmas.
But then there's,
right?
So there's a lot of pretense, and isn't there, about gift giving and a lot of...
there really is.
Yeah, I mean, even if you say, well, I don't want anything, if someone says they don't want anything, they kind of do.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, my mom makes it very clear that she does want something.
Yeah.
And she gets kind of upset if we don't get her. She likes candles.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of an expectation that she, and it's kind of a ripoff too, you know, because her birthday is 2 weeks after Christmas. So sometimes I'll get her something really nice for Christmas, spend a lot of money, and then I'll just, you know, we'll just go for dinner on her birthday. And I'm wondering if she's expecting a gift then. It's like, you've already gotten a gift.
See, and this is the other thing, you can't really ask
Christmas.
People, can you?
You know, are you expecting a gift?
Yeah. I mean, you do kind of wish that people would just tell. I mean, I had friends last year who said there would be no gifts this year, and I understood that because of circumstance.
Right.
And like my best friend, we don't exchange gifts. So, but we do have to make that clear to one another.
Oh, for sure.
We can't. I mean, we can't just assume. Oh, yeah, no, we're not going to give gifts. And as they're giving me a gift.
Yeah. See, that's a little. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like, whatever. If we have a conversation about it, sure. Mind you, me and my friends are all pretty. We're all pretty relaxed, you know. It's like, okay, we can give each other gifts, but if I don't get a gift from someone, I'm not going to, like, now mark them off for the rest of my life. That's, you know, that's fine. I'm not that person. Even on my birthday, you know, like, my birthday just passed in September, and I had, a little going out and bowling and stuff,
yeah.
And some people came with gifts, and I was like, oh, that's nice. I mean, they all brought wine, which
yeah.
was even nicer. But it's like, I don't expect it. I don't expect a gift. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like at my age, too, right now.
Yeah, I think, we're at the age where that it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, no. I appreciate more than anything is people's time.
Yeah.
And I just found, like, it was just, I'm just elated by the fact that people took the time out of their day to come and hang out with me personally for a few hours. I think that's really special, especially in a time like now when time is so, taken for granted.
Yeah, your birthday was in October, wasn't it?
September.
I couldn't be bothered, see?
Yeah, there you go. I know that. See, I remember your birthday.
Well, Facebook makes it easier. I'm always astonished when I leave a note for someone on Facebook, happy birthday, whatever. And they're like, oh, I'm so grateful you remembered. Well, no,
it's
I
like,
didn't
well,
remember.
No, Facebook friggin' told me. Facebook told me that I should go and make you happy by saying happy birthday. Okay? You know, there's days when I'm just like, you know what? Just, sorry, fuck it. Like, I don't want to say happy birthday to you because it's not authentic.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook just told me this.
Well, you know, so, I have a lot of people on my Facebook that I've never met. Like, I've got, like, 1,200 friends. And so I always find it, because I do interact with a number of them, but certainly not even 25% of these people.
No, maybe even 10%.
Yeah, less than that, probably. Yeah, and so
right.
I always greet the people happy birthday. What I find quite interesting, actually, is there have been people on my Facebook who added me years ago and who have subsequently died. And I'm always curious when I go to their wall on their birthday to see people leave these notes.
It's like, do they know that they
obviously haven't. And so there was one realtor in town who's a friend of mine who left this note saying, happy birthday, so-and-so, and then had also left a note saying, hey, why don't you like my Facebook page, which promotes my business? And so I thought, I was in the middle of the night and I saw this and I thought, well, maybe I should just tell them that so-and-so has died. And I think it was terribly embarrassing for the fellow, but,
it's not funny, but it is. It's
yeah,
you like my Facebook page?
So yeah, other than that,
what a goof!
But it is awful, isn't it? It's just
it really is. That's so embarrassing. Could you imagine what his?
they're
he's probably sitting there. I just asked a dead guy.
Yeah,
you can't really. And yeah, somebody noticed, buddy.
Yeah.
Everybody, I hope he removed that. Did he remove it from his wall?
I never checked, but there's another thing. There's one elected official in the city who has a lot of friends on Facebook, and I'm sure, because he's a politician, he has added people, and people have added him that he doesn't know, and he's a nice guy, and he writes to his birthday list every day that there's a birthday, happy birthday. And I have noticed that he has written happy birthday to people. I don't know if he's written to dead people, but my rule is now when I see that it's someone's birthday, I will go to their page and see if they have been active in the last year or so.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, I mean,
right.
People have Facebook accounts and shut them down or don't even use them.
Sure.
So if they haven't been active in a year or more, then I won't wish them a happy birthday.
Well, have you seen like some people's pages? It's just all it is happy birthdays from the years and years past.
That's
like,
right.
They
yeah.
never no, they never go on there. Or
yeah.
I guess people only check in with them to say happy birthday.
Yeah. So I've just assumed they've died. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that or yeah, they've just completely disconnected from the world. How else do you explain that?
Did you see this story on Facebook is making it easier to control the interactions you have with exes?
Yeah, I've grazed across it. I didn't actually read it.
Yeah, neither did I.
You know,
have I,
to
but...
be honest, I don't keep exes as friends on Facebook. That's just ridiculous. I don't have many exes, but I sure as hell wouldn't be. Well, that's a lie. I am friends with some of them, but not
yeah.
in a way that I'd need to like completely block them from my life.
And
that says you have issues.
Yeah.
You know?
What about that process of defriending though? When does that happen for you? When do you defriend someone?
I recently had to unfriend somebody.
Yeah.
And just for me, I'm pretty cut and dry, pretty black and white. When I feel like you are maybe a deceptive person or not who I thought you were, then you're gonna get cut off. I don't think you need to have access to my private world, which is my Facebook account. I don't want you, I just don't want you a part of anything I'm doing. And that's when I unfriend you. It takes a lot for me, really.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of people on my Facebook who I actually don't even talk to, and I could unfriend them.
Yep.
But I don't find them
yeah.
as a potential threat, or I don't find them, like, harmful to my life, but... Some people who just, you know, you just don't want anything to do with them. No sense having them kicking around.
Like, I know some people who have defriended me, and I'm always curious to know why. I mean, I'm sure it's because
yeah.
of something I said. But, I mean, I really, to be honest, don't know why.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about that today. I noticed a friend of mine who I really like. He unfriended me. And I don't know if he unfriended me. I don't know what happened. But I... friend requested him, and he still has not added me.
Has this person friends with other people?
He's friends with other people I know.
And do you see them interacting with one another? Because I think you
no.
can't. No. Okay. Well.
No, because my other friend.
Well, then he's probably dead.
No, I think he's alive. He's alive because somebody was thanking him. One of our other friends was thanking him for some flowers that he had sent. So I know he's alive.
Hmm.
I'm like, why would he remove me?
But there have been people, I must admit, who we've gone to high school with, who I have been friends with on Facebook at one point or another, and
yeah.
have noticed that I have been defriended. Now, I'm not going to go ask them why or
yeah,
apologize for something that I may or may not have done.
Right.
But I'm always just, I'm
you're curious.
I'm, yeah.
I know, I get it. I thought about it today. But it's like, nah, I mean, I'm curious, but at the same time, am I really? I mean, well, I don't want to sound like some self-loathing, like, oh, why don't you want to be my friend? But at the same time, I'm like, but why?
Yeah. Yeah, I am wondering, maybe it's something I said, maybe it's a mistake.
Something that offended you.
Yeah, I mean, I know I don't play Bejeweled, I do play Bejeweled, but I don't play Candy Crunch, so possibly
so
not that.
You haven't sent an onslaught of game requests.
Yeah.
So that's not it. Yeah, you know what, people are weird, and that's just what I account it to. And that's fine. I also think sometimes it's part of... just my activism that maybe, you know, people get annoyed with it and they just don't want to see it anymore. And they unfriend me, which is fine. Then we weren't really friends to begin with.
Yeah, I think because I came out as a conservative.
And that might be
that possibly, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, that I voted for Harper in the last election. Maybe that's what, you know, pissed off a lot of people. I don't know. Who knows?
It could be. I mean, that's the reality of it could be. A lot of people are really, I mean, I don't know if I mentioned to you, like I said, I had a friend on my friend list who, you know, his opinion sometimes can be a bit, you know, when he says some things, I'm just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But he came out, like, you know, raging about how great Harper was and how we should all respect him. And I was like, okay, like, simmer down. I didn't unfriend him. I did think about it, though. I was like, okay, you are not the person I thought you were. I don't know if I can be friends with a person like you. But you know what? I kept him as a friend because it's more than that. Just, I mean, you are a conservative. I respect you for you. And, like, I think you're an educated person enough to have your reasons. I respect that. So I won't unfriend you. I haven't. Well, just like I didn't this guy, but, you know. It's just, it's still. For some, I could see that being their tipping point and being like, okay, this guy's got to go.
Yeah, we need a lot of guidance, don't we, about how to act, so whether it's GIFs or how to act on social media.
Just on, definitely. Oh, yeah. I absolutely think that is true.
Yeah, well, we'll try again next week, won't we?
Oh, for sure. We will definitely try again next week. I'm sure we can come up with something new by then.
Exactly.
So, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, November 23rd, 2015.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.